Just near the spot where Sharif Nasser and Mos'ab al-Za'anin were killed by a missile fired from an Israeli airplane, relatives, neighbors and friends held a condolence ceremony for one of the dead, Sharif Nasser. Sharif's cousin, Sa'ib Nasser, describes what happened.
I was coming to my cousin's house and we heard a loud sound. Then my cousin's family came out of the house to find Sharif and Mos'ab both wounded, Mos'ab's leg amputated.
Two other passers-by, including a teen boy and a little girl, were injured by shrapnel. An Israeli army statement claimed that both Sharif and Mos'ab, both in their early 20s, were hit as they were prepared to fire rockets into Israel. The populated area where the men were killed is more than a mile away from the Israel-Gaza border fence. According to Beit Salem, an Israeli human rights group, since last December, Israeli attacks, including a drone and gunfire, have increased, with at least 8 Palestinians killed and dozens others injured. The attacks come amid the backdrop of repeated threats against the coastal territory in what Israel says is response to Palestinian rocket fire into Israel. Since 2013, some armed Palestinian factions, including new small ones, have fired hundreds of rockets into nearby Israeli areas. No casualties have been reported, but the rockets have caused slight material damage. Both Israel and the ruling Hamas party agreed to the 2012 ceasefire brokered by Egypt, and Israel holds Hamas responsible for the ensuing rocket fire from Gaza. Dr. Mushir Amir is a political analyst in Gaza.
In the absence of a clear-cut active role by the Egyptians mediating between the Israelis and the Palestinians, this may prompt Israel to launch attack, seizing the opportunity that it can do whatever it can without any pressure from neighboring countries, especially the Egyptians.
This week, an Egyptian court outlawed the Islamist Hamas and prohibited any activities of the group on Egyptian soil. This comes after several months of tension between the two sides following the military ouster of the Islamist Egyptian president Mohamed Morsi last July. Rami Al-Mighari, Free Speech Radio News, Gaza.